ancestors. Homages to the Buddhas in all 10 directions. Homage to the complete Dharma in all directions. Homage to the Sangha in all directions. Homage to the great teacher and founder, Shakyamuni Buddha. Homage to the woman ancestor, Mahaprajapati, and all the other great teachers in the female lineage. Homage to a great ancestor in China, Bodhidharma. Homages to the ancestor in Japan, Eihei Dogen. Homage to Tengai Bunryu, Daiosho. To Hosan Koe, Daiosho. To Houn Kobun, Daiosho. May their presence and compassion sustain us now. This is a precept ceremony. This is a wonderful opportunity for finding a way to express Buddha's way, joining in a way that's already joined, stepping in a way that's already been stepped. We're ready before we know it. It comes to us as we come to it. The precepts are not rules, not ways of being good. We come to the precepts as a recognition of our own wholesome and kindly best self, our biggest self. And so Dennis has come to this place of taking the precepts, this place of joining the Sangha, of becoming Buddha's own child. So Dennis, this is the way that you've been on for a very long time. And so in a way this is even redundant because you have lived so. So what you're doing now is a gift to all of us. So it's not about worthiness or unworthiness. It's not about, in a way, it's basically not about ourself at all. It's, as Kobun always said, a stepping down. And so it's taking on a greater responsibility. It will not make things easier. And yet, there's great joy in this way. So, are you ready to do your prostrations?
Yes.
Then please, do three to the altar, three to the direction of your parents, and three to me. Yes. Since we have chairs, let's sit down. So now I invite you to accept the precepts. Are you ready?
Yes.
First, we do the avowal. This is accepting one's own nature in all its beauty and darkness. It isn't promising to be perfect. It's simply acknowledgement. This is how we are. All my ancient wrong actions.
All my ancient wrong actions.
Arising from beginningless greed, anger, and ignorance.
Arising from beginningless greed, anger, and
ignorance. Based on mind, speech, and body.
Based on mind, speech, and body.
I altogether now fully avow.
I altogether now fully avow.
All my ancient wrong actions.
All my ancient wrong actions.
Arising from beginningless greed, anger, and ignorance.
Arising from beginningless greed, anger, and ignorance.
Based on mind, speech, and body.
Based on mind, speech, and body.
I altogether fully avow.
I altogether fully avow.
All my ancient wrong actions.
All my ancient wrong actions.
Arising from beginningless greed, anger, and ignorance.
Arising from beginningless greed, anger, and ignorance.
Based on mind, speech, and body.
Based on mind, speech, and body.
Altogether, I now fully avow.
Altogether, I now fully avow.
Now you're free to take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, the three treasures. Return to Buddha. You say.
Return to Buddha.
Return to Dharma.
Return to Dharma.
Return to Sangha.
Return to Sangha.
Return to Buddha.
Return to Buddha.
Return to Dharma.
Return to Dharma.
Return to Sangha.
Return to Sangha.
Return to Buddha.
Return to Buddha.
It is done.
It is done.
Return to Dharma.
Return to Dharma.
It is done.
It is done.
Return to Sangha.
Return to Sangha.
It is done.
It is done.
These three pure precepts that you take next are considered to be Buddha's most basic teaching. Seems so simple, and as they say, even a 100-year-old person can hardly manage. Embracing and sustaining right conduct.
Embracing and sustaining right conduct.
Embracing and sustaining every good.
Embracing and sustaining every good.
Embracing and sustaining all beings.
Embracing and sustaining all beings.
Now the 10 precepts. They have two sides, as you know, the so-called negative side and positive side. But there's another side, the absolute side. So we keep all sides as an expression of the inexpressible way of living as a human being in this life. No killing life.
No killing life.
No taking what is not given.
No taking what is not given.
No telling lies.
No telling lies.
No sexual misconduct.
No sexual misconduct.
No clouding the mind.
No clouding the mind.
No praising self and blaming others.
No praising self and blaming others.
No dwelling on past mistakes.
No dwelling on past mistakes.
No hoarding materials and teachings.
No hoarding materials and teachings.
No being angry.
No being angry.
And no abusing the three treasures.
And no abusing the three treasures.
So Paula is your teacher in San Diego.
Yes, she is.
And you and I are in the same kind of relationship as well. We are extremely fortunate in this way. So Paula and I are going to do this together. Mm. And now we will do the rogue chant, all of us together.
Virtuous field far beyond form and emptiness, wherein the Tathagata's teachings, I vow to be with all things. Daisaiveya Pukuku Muso Pukuku
Keshe-Miyaku, and it's a lineage chart which shows an empty circle at the top made with a red line, and a red line that comes all the way down through the Buddhas of the far past, through the Indian Buddhas, the Indian ancestors, the Chinese ancestors, the Japanese ancestors, all the way down to Koban, Chino, Otogawa, Ko, Umen, Hoban, and Vanya, and me, and you. Getsu San Kaishin. Steadfast mountain, ocean heart. Thank you very much for doing this for all of us, Dennis. We all want to be able to help you as you take this new way, this old new way. We've all been doing this together, I think, for generations, for centuries. So we're all prepared to help you. And we're very happy that you are a part of our Sangha. Thank you. Does anyone have something to add?
Woohoo!
Could we hear his name again, please?
What was it? Getsu San something Shin. Kaishin.
Kaishin. Getsu San Kaishin.
Getsu San.
Ketsuzan, Kaishin.
Kaishin. Steadfast mountain. Steadfast mountain.
That ocean heart.
Ocean heart.
I have a question.
I'll see you next week.
We've been Dharma friends for 30, 40 years. And I know that you love the ways of this practice. I was going to ask you, how goes it for you right now?
Escape.
Escape route, yeah.
Danke. Vielen Dank.
Good.
I'd like to say thank you very much for helping with this session and helping me today. And for being here, it's been very wonderful. As Dawn also. Thank you for coming.
Dennis, I'm so glad to have that name for you. And it's something that stands for you and the way I think of you. And I'm very grateful to you. Thank you, Dennis.
I really like it.
<For sure. laughs>
Congratulations, Dennis. You're a good man.
Thank you, bro.
I don't know you well. We've only talked on one subject, but your wholehearted dedication to the Bells has struck me in my heart, and I'm very inspired by the way you walk this path.
I've been thinking all week, Joe, that I hope this is the beginning of knowing you. Thank you for your excellent teaching and your support.
I have a question to Dennis, as well as great appreciation and happiness that I will be seeing more of you in the future. My question is this: are you a musician?
I've been accused of it.
It struck me right away, like perhaps it did Joe, that you're timing as Dawn, especially with a Han, is just wonderful.
That is one of the main things that draws me to Dawn. I'm just a musician and I want to make the music, and I love the music of the Zendo.
Yeah, I hear it. Thank you. Yeah.
But if you ever need a trumpet player, let me know.
Dennis, I appreciate being here for this, I call it a miraculous ceremony, for a substantial Buddha dude. So thank you.
And
finishes this rakusu.
The first one you pointed out to me. Thought it was done.
I didn't know it was the first one.
Yes, and anyway, you said it's not the last.
Might not be.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Jane.
Sincerity is it just shines I think in everything you do, and I'm very lucky that you're here, and glad you could be here. We wouldn't have been able to do this without you.
That's a very kind and sweet thing to say. Oh, I get to go like this now. I'm not the fastest study, but I'm trainable.
It's just been it's just been a pleasure since the first time that I've met you. It's
you too,
been, it's just been in all aspects.
I love you.
Oh. Joe, I was concerned about being Dawn, and somebody brand new for Dawn, you know. Joe said, well, I'll check him out, you know, I'll let you know later today, you know. He goes,
I said, "How is he doing?" He goes, "He's a rock star."
And I, at all levels.
So Forrest took that word sincerity right out of my heart. Just I think we all feel so supported and upheld by your practice, and your care is just so evident, just in the way you move through the room. And I was so touched at the end of August Sashin, you know, that I kind of limped through a little bit with my oxygen machine, my ozone tank, and those two little bags of Glomaggio that you bought me at the end of Sashin, you know, as a gesture of, you know, just recognizing something that was going on in front of the being. Just really touched me to the core, and your humor during our tea ceremony service. Really beautiful. So I'm so glad to be able to share this experience with you today.
I'm so happy to have you here, Bree. I still am going through my Glomaggio, and I think of you every time I cook dinner. And the beauty and the that you emanate both inside and out. I'm so happy to be able to call you a friend. Thank you, Bree.
I'm lying about you. So I would ditto everything that has been said so far, knowing you, and would like to just add that I love your meditation get up, you know. So far, it's like I really have appreciated, you know, your garb, but I think it's, you know, kind of, it adds to everything else going on with you. You got a crisp, clean practice, a crisp, clean head, and some garb, and it's like,
it's really all about just looking good.
Lift you up on the way.
Mm-hmm. Since I had the distinct pleasure of sitting next to you, I want you to know that you lifted me up on a wave because you sit like a rock.
Yes.
I sense that this is your first session here. It's a lot of very hard work, and you sat really well.
Not like a rock.
Someone said, "You're all perfect just as you are, but there's room for improvement."
We do know each other.
Me too.
I didn't know this was going to happen today, so I'm glad I'm here.
Me too.
I don't really have anything to say, but I do like your name a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was like checking mine.
It's beautiful.
I was afraid I was going to get Biff. It's so good to see you again. Not my horn.
It's not your horn.
No, can't do that.
That's next time.
Thank you. Give me something to do. I'll need a little.
Yeah.
Aren't you stuff.
That'd be a tough one. May I speak?
Yes.
May I stand so I can see a little better?
Of course.
Thirty-nine kalpas ago, an introduction to this, ranging the forest in a high wind-blown desert, taking no counsel but reading the trailblazers and the signposts, following streams in the darkness, and catching glimpses of the trail being hiked, a clearing, seeking the light with all beings. I vow today to join the circle around the campfire. I would ask the Lord Buddha to grant that I pass all my tears in Zazen this morning. I want to, with your permission, express my deepest and most heartfelt gratitude to my beloved friend, David Preston, who in 1975 introduced me to my Zen practice. David was my sociology professor at San Diego State University, which means that, yes, Dave started teaching at age 19. And he is an extension of the lineage of Tezan Izumi Roshi. He got me a zafu, taught me how to sit in a proper posture, and gave me three books: Zen Flesh, Zen Bones, Paul Reps, The Three Pillars of Zen, Philip Kaplow, and of course, Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, Shungo Suzuki. And then he gave me a very gentle push. After I graduated, I became involved in my career with the San Diego County Probation Department, which I can assure you is a remarkable manifestation of the Dharma. And as it happened, for the next three decades, the only teacher I had was Suzuki Roshi in Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. And I would read a chapter after sitting, and when I got to the end of the book, I would start over again. And I came to love that fly. And so it went. About 8 years ago, I began attending retreats and sesshin, but with a desultory intention, until I was blessed with Angie and you. You are all amazing examples to me. Namu Kie Butsu.
Thank you. So now it's time for tea. So we'll have a silent tea in the community room, and then return to Zazen. We have just a little bit more sitting, so I encourage you all to maintain silence if you possibly can, and continue your practice until it's time for it to stop here. Though you're constantly preparing for getting up and practicing somewhere else. So please, let's enjoy our tea.
It's self-serve, tea and coffee, and special goodies are up there. And just we'll have time. You'll hear the outside bell. That'll give you 5 minutes or so, and then we'll just start with the Ken Hen and the program again, wherever we're at. Tomorrow's schedule, the closing remarks are, I think where it says Ken Hen, around 10:40 or something like that. So we have closing remarks before we set up for the Shuso ceremony. But a lot more detail will be later, but that's when, again, we'll be able to express our gratitude for this week. And
instead of the Ken Hen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to end them. Dharma gates are boundless. I vow to enter them. Buddha's way is unsurpassable. I vow to become it.